It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. If high school students in Idaho want their diplomas, they better get online. The state has passed a law requiring students to take 2 online classes in order to graduate. The law was passed over heavy opposition. People in Idaho had concerns over funding and didn't want teachers replaced by computers. Carrie Rice chairs the Department of Educational Technology at Boise State University. She says online learning actually allows for more human contact, not less.
When you have a face-to-face classroom, you have 30 students, a teacher at the center, and you have 55 minutes to teach content. Online education provides alternative educational opportunities for students who might not be successful in traditional schools. We're finding that it allows for more personalized learning and pacing. In my classes teaching online, I have students who call me every day. I have students who I talk to once a week. I have students who email me. But it's always me focused on that one student, not a group of students, and trying to bring everybody up to the same level at the same time.
Online learning will present challenges for both students and teachers, says Mark Browning, spokesperson for the Idaho Board of Education.
As the move in higher education goes more towards a blended model of traditional in-class lecture participation and the interaction online and through the web, our students have got to be prepared for that because they're seeing that in the workplace once they graduate.
Is this going to mean that more teachers are going to need to learn how to be online teachers?
Absolutely, and it starts with the teacher first. And I think that's the point that gets lost in a lot of this is they say, oh, this is going to replace teachers. Absolutely not. Technology is only as, it's a tool, and it's only as good as the craftsman on the other end.
Why require this instead of just offering it?
The students need to have these skills. We know teens at the high school level can text, they can Facebook, they can play Angry Birds to their heart's content and do it mostly with their eyes closed. However, navigating through a learning platform is a different animal, and they've got to be able to do that once they're in the workplace.
So is that like a minimal requirement, like, you need to learn so much in math, you need to learn
Absolutely.
So much in language, you need to learn so much in being online?
Yes, and the requirement is 2 classes. They have to complete 1 synchronous and 1 asynchronous, meaning synchronous in time, in real time, where they're interacting with an instructor, and asynchronous just being the opposite. They can do English, they can do history, they can do math. Some districts are looking at doing physical education online. I'm not sure how they do that, but if they can find a way, that's great. It's entirely up to the local district which classes they choose to do online.
There are challenges ahead. The state has the slowest internet in the country, and there's already a referendum on overturning the law slated for next year. Let's say you find a funny YouTube video and you want to forward it, tweet it, post it on Facebook. But what if everyone's already seen it? You're going to look like a jerk. Help has arrived. Isitold.com lets you enter a website and it tells you how fresh it is. Let's try Double Rainbow Guy.
Oh my God, it's full on. Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Isitold says abort that mission. That clip is old and played out. How about the cat that says, no, 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 no? Not quite as exposed, but far from fresh. Don't use it, the site says. See, this is the problem. If something's funny, then somebody has found it. Let's see what it says about, I don't know, here's a picture of my dog. Ah, hooray, it never went viral. I'm an internet pioneer. Sure wish my dog was funny. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuyForBusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.